This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
But the Lord thy God turned the curse into a blessing. And he did it for you because the Lord your God loves you. That's your key verse for divine reversals. What's a divine reversal? The curse is turned into a blessing. You are unemployed and broke, you got a job. Divine reversal. You were single and lonely. You found Prince Charming. Divine reversal. Your life, you go through many, many divine reversals where God blesses you with something you didn't have before. You maybe waited a long time for things to change, and they changed, and God brought a divine reversal into your life. That's the key verse. The key example of a divine reversal in the Bible is Job 42:10. Brother Job, he's the key example of a divine reversal. And of course it says there he prayed for his friends and God did what? Reversed all of his circumstances. He had more than he had when he lost it all. A divine reversal. So understanding what a divine reversal is, it's done, why? Because God loves you. Not done because you deserve it, or you earned it. It's done because he loves you, and it's a gift of grace. Divine reversals, remember that. And we're going to look at a divine reversal. We've visited this guy before, but we're going to revisit him again. It's been a few years. 2 Kings 24. And verse 8. Jehoiachin. I went to a Hebrew pronunciation website on the internet and learned how to pronounce his name. I sat home and did it for 1,000 times. And the dog just stared at me with the crooked head. Jehoiachin. And what else could I have to do on Friday night or Saturday night? Saturday night was the same. Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he became king. And he reigned only 3 months in Jerusalem. He had a short career. His mother's name was Nehushta, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all the ways of his father. He did just what his father did, just as evil as his daddy, did all the things that were evil, advanced the idolatry in the country and promoted it, and he was evil. And he reigned three months. And at that time, the servants, or it says the servants, in verse 10, it means soldiers, basically. At that time, the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up to Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. I say soldiers because he didn't send the waiter and the butler and the to go besiege the city. He sent the soldiers, his army. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to the city with his soldiers who were besieging it. And Jehoiachin, the king of Judah, gave himself up to the king of Babylon. So Jehoiachin came out and said, I give up. Don't kill me. And himself, his mother, and his servants, and the officials of his palace They all came out. The king of Babylon took him prisoner on the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. It wasn't the eighth year of Jehoiakim's reign, because we know he only reigned three months. So on the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, he took Jehoiachin captive. Actually, Jehoiachin was his dad's name. So Chim went to Chin. I don't know why. Maybe he had a good chin on him when he was born. But and notice this, he carried off all the treasures, verse 13, of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house, and cut in pieces all the vessels of gold in the temple of the Lord, which Solomon, king of Israel, had made as the Lord had foretold. Now, this is not the message this morning, but this is a sidebar. When Nebuchadnezzar's soldiers went into the house of the Lord, they took everything in there and all the gold, and they cut it to pieces. Does that mean the Ark of the Covenant? It was in there. That's the first thing. Did Nebuchadnezzar destroy the Ark of the Covenant at this point? Theory number two, that the priests knew he was coming, knew the armies were coming, and they took the Ark of the Covenant and they hid it for some knucklehead to come along in the 21st century and say, I found it, and I wrote a book about it and make a lot of money. He didn't produce it. He just said he found it and wrote a book, and then he gets invited all over the country to speak. And that's the way of Christianity in some circles. But did the priest hide it and has yet to be found? Number three, and this is my favorite, the God spared it, removed it from the Holy of Holies, and took it into heaven. Revelation 11:19, it is mentioned there as being in heaven. The ark is in heaven. So you can believe, number one, it was destroyed. Number two, it was hidden. Number three, God removed it and took it to heaven. I think 11:19 of Revelation convinced me that the ark is in heaven, so somehow, I know the priest didn't carry it there, God took it and brought it up to heaven, just like he took Elijah's chariot up. But it's said there. But that's an interesting thing. There were 18, back to the story. There were 18 specific prophecies for Judah to repent from the evil she pursued, but to no avail. 18 times there were prophecies for her to repent, but it didn't happen. God always warns us with his word before he chastens us. And he often warns us many, 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 many times. And his warnings can go on for years before chastisement. And correction, remember, chastisement is correction. It's not punishment. Chastisement is only correction. It's to get you back on the right path. It's not punishment. Jesus Christ took the punishment of the whole world upon himself when he died on the cross. So there's no double jeopardy in the Bible. Jesus got punished for your sin, but now you're going to get punished for it. There's no double jeopardy. There's not even double jeopardy in our legal system. You can't be tried twice for the same crime. So Jesus took all the sins upon himself of the whole world, from past, present, and future, and so the punishment is his. He bore it, and so you don't have to, and nobody else will. But correction comes from God, which is what chastisement is, to get us back on the right path. And so 18 prophecies, Judah, get right, and I'll do this for you. Judah, get right, and I'll be your father, and I'll take care of you. Judah, get right, 18 times, and it's, let's go out and party tonight. So that's what happened, and that's why God allowed Nebuchadnezzar to come in and to conquer his people and to destroy the temple and to ruin the city. But Jeremiah did tell them, when they were taken captive, he did tell them that you will be taken captive by Babylon, by Nebuchadnezzar, but it will only last 70 years. That's how long the captivity will last. Jeremiah 29:10. After 70 years, I will bring about a divine reversal, just like I predict. But the people were greatly discouraged. Of course, if you're 20, 30, 40 years old and you're taken away captive and told in 70 years you can come back, you pretty much figure, I'm not coming back. My kids are. But I won't be there. So they were pretty discouraged. And Psalm 139 depicts that. They couldn't sing. They couldn't laugh. They couldn't do anything. They were pretty sad. Thousands of Jews were captive to the Babylonians, taken captive. And Jehoiachin, the king, was to be imprisoned and did remain in prison for 37 years. He was put into a prison for 37 years. Only the poorest were left in Judah. Nebuchadnezzar took all of the craftsmen, all of the talented people, all of the educated ones. He took them all. But the poorest of the poor, he said, this is Green Acres. I don't want them. And left them there in the land. And then gave Jeremiah, actually in Jeremiah 40, Jeremiah was given an option. You can go to Babylon and you won't be treated as a slave. You'll be given a nice apartment to live in and the king will take care of you and provide for you for the time that you're there. And you can, everything will be good for you. Or you can stay here in Judah and be with these poor people. And Jeremiah chose the shepherd's heart. He chose to stay with the people. So he was the pastor of Green Acres. Or otherwise called the prophet of doom. Yeah. But Jehoiachin would have died in prison except for God sending a divine reversal, which he gives to us all the time. The rescue of Jehoiachin will encourage the Jews, and it will encourage us to see God's work of grace. 2 Kings 25:27 is his deliverance. In the 37th year, as we said, he stayed in prison for 37 years. In the 37th year of the imprisonment of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month on the 25th day of the month. Now that's an interesting date for me because it means nothing to them because they have a different calendar. In our calendar, that's Christmas. Where do we celebrate the birth of Christ? 12th month, 25th day. In their calendar, it turns out to be like in March, the end of March, around Easter. But a guy named Evil Merodach, king of Babylon. The word evil is funny for us, but evil. It actually means son.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties.